Another round of locker room chats here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by Centralia boys basketball coach Nick Evans for a few minutes. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System as well. Well, coach, since we last spoke, you guys have played three games here in the last week, and it was certainly a difficult stretch. You played Onega on Friday. You had a Marysville makeup game on Saturday. And then, of course, this week on Tuesday night, you guys played at Frankfort. You guys go 2-1. In those three games, I want to start with the game on Saturday against Marysville. That was just a wild game, 82-78. You know, a game that goes into overtime, Willow top for Marysville, one of the best scoring performances we've seen in some time with 64 points. I know there's probably just a lot to dissect from that game, so let's start there. Again, 82-78 in overtime, just, you know, probably a wild game for you as a coach, and just kind of talk about that one from Saturday.
Yeah, I thought we, you know, both teams played really good. And when you look back at the stats, it's, we played well, you know, you just, unfortunately you're on the other end of it. And the OTOT kid, he's not clearly, you know, one of the best in the state. He's crafty in how he gets to the rim and he knows how to get to the foul line and his range is unlimited. He can pull it from past the volleyball line. And he's just a good kid too. So, he had a good day, obviously. But we played well to be in that game and shot close to 48% from the field and got to the foul line too. And we out rebounded him. And so sometimes when you go back and stat it, it's encouraging that you played well. You just, we're on the other end of it.
Yeah, and then the two games sandwiched around that, of course, the night before against Onega at home, you get the win by 19. And then Tuesday night this week, you go to Frankfort, always a tough place to play. And that Frankfort team's very solid this year. That was a 9-point win as well. So those two wins in this last week, what'd you like between those two?
There's players from Onega that are solid. They just, you know, I like the Coulterman kid, and there's a Huffless kid that's pretty solid. And so we kind of slept walk early in that game and kind of got woke up there. And so sometimes in games like that, that's just how I kind of anticipated that kind of being that way in that game. And then against Frankfort, last night is a rivalry game, and they are a good team. And Ben Haverkamp has done a good job on Wes Anderson, who's also one of the best in the state. He's done a good job on him all year long. And we kind of took away their other kid, Tyler Smith. And so Jacob Plenty guarded him. And we just made it tough for him. And I thought our defense was really good last night. Holding Frankfort to 37 points is solid.
Yeah, no doubt. That is a very athletic team, and they can certainly score in bunches. And now we get really truly to the home stretch here. Just three games left here in the regular season. You know, that stretch starts on Friday. You get back at home, taking on a Lynn squad, the Bulldogs, a record of 9-9. They're above 500 in league play. You get your first crack at them. Not sure if you've had a ton of time to maybe dive into them, but what do you know about them and just kind of the expectations for this game coming up on Friday at home?
We know they're long and big and athletic. And I mean, that's pretty much, you can say that about almost everybody in TV.
Right.
With our schedule being the way it is, anybody that we play, we've played that kind of team. And so, with all the four or all the three A's that we've played, we're battle tested to play anybody. So we compete. I mean, you look at like a Marysville team that they might not have the greatest record in their league, but their league is really tough. And, that helps us for our division, our level of play, because of how our schedule is set up. So, we'll be ready. I know they're athletic and they're big but we'll be ready for them.
Yeah, I don't think any team in the league had a difficult first three games in the year than you guys had, taking on Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake, and certainly battle-tested after that start to the season, no doubt about it. That's Nick Evans joining us, Centralia boys basketball coach. The home stretch for sure, final three games of the regular season for the Panthers. It starts on Friday at home against Lynn. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.